Paul, to run through a few guys, I guess, first and foremost, what can you tell us about Mark Scheifele today?
Well, I guess good as news as we could hope for. There's nothing structural. He's a little banged up, so we'll list him as day-to-day. He may play on this trip, but we won't know that till we get probably at least another 24 hours out, 48 hours out. But so good news on that front.
What about Tyler Myers and Matthew Perreault, who didn't skate today?
Both we expect tonight, one maintenance, one battle on a bug, but we've had that go through our team over the course of the last month. So Tyler's playing. We expect Matty to be able to play.
Steve Mason left the skate early today.
Yeah, lower body. We're not 100% sure the significance of it. So he's out, and we'll recall Michael Hutchinson today. Toby's in. Yep, feels like he's ready to go.
Will come out on the back end?
We'll wait to see. I got to wait for Tyler before I have that conversation with the player.
Blake move back to center tonight, or what's your
plan? No, going to leave him on the wing. Just some other things. We're a little different looking team with Paul here now. It may get to him going back to the wing, but I'm going to leave him on the wing to start. That's all you're getting.
I was just going to say, can you give us your line center?
No, I can't, because I, like I said, I got a couple of guys that how they feel will depend on where they slot in.
With Mark, just need the swelling to go down, or is that
not really any swelling? Just some spasming that's there.
Does Brandon Tanev come in tonight?
Yes, Rusty's in. Brandon's in. Sorry.
And then Dan will be if Perreault can't.
Yep, close enough.
So I like to deal with, you haven't had this many moving parts, or at least that we know of anyway, in a while.
I'd prefer to have a day like today where you've got it to three or four question marks than the 6 weeks, you know, the guy's not playing. So this is just kind of your standard daily operating life in the NHL.
You always play good players on other teams, but what's it like when Taylor Hall's on the run that he is and you're the club that's trying to end it like so many others have before you?
Well, elite guys, right? And when they get on a roll, they get that confidence. All their game is there, so the speed's there, and clearly the playmaking and the finish that he's been so successful with is there. You need more than the group of five, especially when you're on the road. You're going to need a whole group to have an awareness of when he's on the ice, and you usually can't take everything away from those players. You know, everybody has a plan for the elite players, and they still score at a greater than a point of the game level. So you limit them as best you can, and you certainly don't do anything to feed their game. With that line, with the way they're playing, you've got to be real careful how you manage that puck.
Sorry, I know you said it the other day. It was not related to the original injury for sure.
Correct.
That's still
correct. Okay. Yeah, that was the truth then, and it's the truth now. I'll tell you when I'm going to lie to you.
Not today.
That's the truth.
Trouba will still need time, right? I mean, you said 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, I don't. Jake, I still think our plan was probably when you get back off this trip. Okay. We'll look at it there.
Any progress report on Adam Lowry?
The same standard. We each day try to push him a little bit harder in the grind, but until he gets out of that sweater, we won't talk about him being close.
So, Paul, with Scheif being day-to-day, there is a possibility Saturday that he could play.
Yes, that's a possibility. I mean, I'm with all of these, we're erring on the side of caution. At the same time, we're not holding a guy out when he says he's ready to go. So it's almost now we understand what the injuries are, especially when you get into a veteran player, you give a lot more room for him to tell you when he's ready to play.